just like that, we are back!
Yo!
Woo!
Season 4, episode 1 of the What's Happening podcast. Guys, how are yous?
Lads, all good?
Oh, I'm great.
That is the most exciting Melissa's ever been whenever it comes to the intro, isn't it? Usually it's,
yeah, that's all right.
She's great. What has you so great?
I feel like we had a lot of time off and I enjoyed it.
We did. It has been 3 weeks and it's definitely safe to say we're glad to be back. We enjoyed our 3 weeks off. So much has happened in that 3 weeks. There was the heat wave.
Yeah, which lasted...
It was a good two weeks at least.
And then we're back now into typical Northern Irish summer.
Let's not talk about that. I mean, the heatwave was impressive. We did have a couple of records broken. There was the whole Ballywhittacock thing, yeah. that happened. Of course, the Olympics is on now. That's happening. So there's been a lot on. Actually, the Olympics is what we're going to talk about on this week's episode, because we kind of feel that the Olympics needs other things that we could compete in. Mm-hmm. It needs to be open to everyone, not just elite athletes. It
needs to be more realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Realistic.
Do you know something, actually? I read a funny tweet yesterday and I thought this would be so great. So you've got the Olympics, right? Which is obviously elite athletes doing what they do best. But imagine there was a second Olympics that was like... Do you remember back in like the old days, you would get conscribed for the army? Conscription? Yeah. So just imagine like someone turned up at your door. You got a letter and it was like, in August, you need to compete in the 100 meter hurdles.
Yeah.
You've never done it before in your life. Imagine how funny that would be. And you got one that said you needed to do archery.
That... I'm really good at archery. Okay,
yeah,
I'm really good at archery.
Scrap that. 10 meter diving board. You got to do that instead.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that.
Really?
But I wouldn't be good at it. I think there'd be a lot of belly flops.
Have you ever been to, like, I always judge diving boards by Robinson Center diving board. Remember Robinson Center, the swimming complex thing? Off Montgomery Street?
No.
Yeah, it's probably doesn't apply to anything. <on it. laughs>
I feel like I could jump off a diving board, but it would be more of like a cannonball.
Yeah, a cannonball. Yeah.
Do you know? Because I'm not afraid of the height, but I think I could destroy my whole body by belly flopping from a height. Mm-hmm. Do you know?
That sounds sore.
Yeah.
It's like whenever you watch those videos on like You've Been Framed or something, there's a throwback, You've Been Framed.
Yes.
Somebody jumps off a board and you just hear them slap into the... You feel it, don't you?
I think if I could get away somewhere this summer and maybe go out on a boat in the middle of the ocean and practice diving off the boat, that would be great practice because that's from a height.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to happen. The green list is rubbish.
Do that in Bangor.
I've not been to Bangor. Oh, in Bangor Pier.
It's not got the same appeal, Connor.
For a start, it's absolutely freezing. The water's not as blue as water should be, but we'll not get into that. What we are talking about today is the Alternative Olympics. We're going to come up with some ideas of things that we think we could do well in the Olympics. And of course, we asked you yours over on our Instagram as well, so we'll mention some of them. We have a listener of the week.
We do. Now, our listener of the week is Gimper10. So, since we have started this podcast, I think maybe the second or third episode, we got a one-star
We did.
Review.
We got a one-star.
Nobody owned up to it.
No. And we've asked why we got a one-star, and now we know it was done by mistake. Gimper said something, the bed. I hit a one-star review by mistake.
Gimper!
I hope that's not his real name or her real name. But defo, give this a 5-star review.
Yay!
Always guaranteed a laugh. Gimper, big ups. You are listener of the week.
So are we 100% 5-star reviews now?
Well, I don't know. Are we?
Yes, but...
The one-star review stays there, doesn't it? Hang on. Wait.
We've got a 3-star?
What is going
Why?
On?
I'm not going to lie. I'll give us 3.
Melissa, we're supposed to sell this to people, all
right? Right.
We're supposed to sell this to people.
Do you not think we should do that with the content?
Fair point.
So we're 4.9 out of 5, and I don't think we'll ever get any higher than that.
Hey, that's a good score.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That is a good score. There's podcasts out there which are very well known that have less than that. So I'm absolutely going to take that. The thing that's annoying me now is we spent so long chasing our tail trying to find out who the 1-star review is. We finally got to the bottom of it.
And somebody give
us 3.
Who's
the 3-star? Speak up.
Own up to it. Come on. Don't have us. It's going to be the whole season again. Just off the on the back of that, did we agree that this season was going to be 10 episodes? Is that something we talked about?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, did we?
Yeah. So we're going to like break it into 2 this time. We're going to take a break halfway through and do 2 different seasons. But it'll all become clear anyway. So thank you to our listeners of the week. We did get a message from one of our one of our long-time listeners as well. Actually, I just remembered from a couple of weeks ago, Karis, one of our long-time listeners. Hi, Karis. She said, can't wait until you come back in August to hear how angry Curtis was about his about this heatwave because of his new grass.
Well, he can't have been... Can't have been that angry after the rain we've just had.
Well, all I wanted was rain. All I wanted was one good downpour, and I got it.
Yeah. You got a few.
The grass came back to life. So yeah. It did. So I was raging during the heatwave because I didn't have a hose. I wouldn't have been able to use it because there wasn't a hose pipe ban, but there was like a, you know, it was frowned upon to use your hose.
No one did that.
You know what? It was worse though, because like if there was a hose pipe ban, then it's like, right, there's a ban. You're using the hose when you shouldn't be. But when it's kind of frowned upon, it's like, I'm not saying you shouldn't, but I'm disappointed that you're using.
I don't know how that works.
How does it rain all year?
And exactly. And it's Northern Ireland. It rains like 300 days out of the year. And then when a bit of sun comes out, oh no, you can't use that hose.
I saw somebody tweet something the other day, right? So not Northern Ireland specifically, but the UK was voted one of the safest places to be in the collapse of civilization, right? This is no joke. This was a study that was done. Some scientists did this. And if civilization across the world was ever to collapse, one of the best places you could be is the UK, right?
Right.
When it snows... And there's like a centimetre in snow on the ground. Everything stops.
Uh-huh.
When there's a heat wave for a week, we have no water. How? Yeah. How is that the safest place to be? Can you imagine that? You're in this safe haven, civilization's collapsed, and then the sun comes out and you're like, oh no.
Can't drink for a week.
That's it, lads. It was nice knowing you. Right, anyway, it has been 3 weeks, so we've got a lot to catch up on. Let's catch up on your highlights from the last few weeks. Melissa, what has been going on?
To be honest, I can't really remember. I can barely remember what I did yesterday. But I feel like I've had a good time. Do you know?
Yeah.
Don't know what I did, but I know I had fun.
Do you want me to elaborate?
Of course.
It sounds like you were out on the beers, to be fair.
No, I wasn't. I went to Dublin. That was really, really nice. I did that last weekend. And we saw all of Scott's family, and that was so nice. Scott planned me... the previous week in the heatwave week. Oh my goodness. Scott was like, we're going on a date. I was so excited. Where are we going? Took me to the driving range.
Love it.
Ah, cool.
It was so warm. Like it was, oh, can you hear that feedback? Is that my phone?
I haven't heard that since 1994.
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Feedback in a microphone.
It must have been my phone.
Melissa's sending a text.
I'm not. I've got my phone up to look at my...
Do you ever remember that? Like, you'd be sitting in your bedroom watching TV and you would know one of your mates is going to text you because the TV was stuck on...
Remember
that? I used to think I was psychic, but really...
Remember starting up your internet, like AOL?
Dial up. Oh my goodness.
I saw somebody tweet that they make their kids watch, like, they get a picture of that internet loading screen and make them watch it for 5 minutes before they turn
the Wi-Fi on.
Just to build character.
No, they do not.
I doubt they really do, but I think it's a bloody great idea.
Yeah. That's it's a good joke as well. I like that. So yeah, we went to the driving range. I was surprisingly not awful. Like,
really?
I got the hang of it pretty quickly. Scott was terrible at the start. Like, so embarrassing. He kept missing. Yeah. I was like, your aim is supposed to be what you're good at.
Fair play to him for doing that, because I would be so embarrassed to turn up to a driving range because I'm terrible at golf and I just wouldn't do it to myself.
No, but by the end of it, he was unbelievable. Like, he had the highest, longest like thing on the scoreboard of the day.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
Typical show
him.
Off,
I know. So, but, you know, builds character, being absolutely appalling at the start and then, you know, redeeming himself. So that was actually a really lovely day. It was one of the really hot sunny days and it was very sweaty at the driving range because right where you had to like walk out to hit the ball. Do you remember how bad I was actually? We went to like a fake driving range once and I was really bad. I kept missing.
A fake driving range?
Oh, the time we went to Eddie Irvine's.
Oh yeah.
The golf simulator at Eddie Irvine's, that's right.
So I've come a long way because it was much better. But right where you had to walk up to hit the ball where the wee tee was, the sun was beaming down. Like, we were in the shadow when we stood back. I was sweating. I could only do about 3 at a time and then we swapped. But that was really good. And then we went and we had a little picnic. We sat in Botanic. And there's a big whale in Botanic at the minute.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. I've seen that.
We're going to go on it. But that day was so hot that I was like, it'll be like sitting in a tin can. So we're going to go another day if it's still there. Hope it's still there. And to be honest, I've just went for a few really nice dinners. I've been seeing a couple of my friends. But I can't really think of much else that I've been up to. Let me have a look.
Let her check her Instagram.
I am trying to type on this keyboard as...
It sounds like a rumble in the jungle.
It's the thunder outside. It's not. It's me typing.
It is supposed to thunder this weekend, though.
Apparently so, yeah. There's a yellow weather warning for thunder in Northern Ireland this weekend. Speaking of driving ranges, do you know one I've always wanted to do would be that? Have you ever seen the one in Vegas? Everybody posts photos of.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And you literally, it looks like you're just hitting balls at skyscrapers.
Looks
like
brilliant.
I want to go there.
And you can get like a proper meal and everything.
Yeah, it's like a full day out, isn't it? Yeah.
Did I tell you I went to Dumpling Library?
No, I think that was during the time that we were off the podcast.
So this is a new restaurant.
Right, okay. I needed context there because that sounded weird.
And I love dumplings.
Okay.
And it's so good.
What is a dumpling?
So it's like a little pocket filled with meat. It can be filled with...
vegetables and stuff too.
It can be filled with vegetables. It can
it's
be
like
filled
a big spring
with
roll.
Prawns. No.
No, it's steamed. Oh. So
but they can be fried.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I like the... there were steak ones, chicken ones. I make them at home. I don't make them. I buy them and I
put them in the oven.
Yeah. Well, you can fry them and then I actually boil them. But you can cook them lots of ways.
Yeah.
But I buy the prawn ones, the chicken ones, and the pork ones. So you can get all different kinds. But when we were in Dumpling Library, we got the steak ones and the chicken ones. And they also do little bao buns. They have such an amazing selection of small plates.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I really, really rate it if you like that kind of food. Like, you guys love bao bun, right?
I've never been to bao
never
bun.
Never been. No. Right. No, I don't actually know what it is.
It's like... It's like we kind of wraps, but the wraps don't, they're like not cooked, are they?
It's the most bizarre. Okay, right.
It's like raw dough, it kind of looks
like.
You need
to Google
what is bao bun. Think it is, honestly.
I go to Bunsen, like, because you know what, I go to a place that has four things on the menu. Do you know what I mean? That's like 9 times out of 10, that's where I'll go.
We can't go there now because of Melissa.
Bunsen?
It's a type of lotus.
We can go.
Oh, we can.
It's a type of lotus leaf bun.
Okay.
It's steamed bread. That's exactly what it is.
Okay, good.
It seems so puffy. You look like that sounds disgusting.
Steamed
and to be fair,
bread.
Yeah, but they're delicious. This is what they look like.
It sounds like somebody who, like a student, who has blown all their money.
There's a bao bun on Botanic and it does some turn. Like, this is what they look like.
I'm absolutely sure it's class.
Delicious. But, one.
It does sound like someone on a student budget who is trying to get creative with what they have in the cupboards.
It's not even cheap.
Like, want to steam some bread.
Anyway, 10 out of 10 would recommend to a friend. Then I went to Cutter's Wharf. Is that what it's called?
Uh-huh.
I'd always wanted to go there for a wee drink because it's like by the river.
It's lovely.
Yeah, but the queue was so long. And they said that there weren't going to be any seats outside for another hour, so I had to sit inside. So I didn't actually get to experience the lovely scene that I wanted.
Right.
So I'll have to go back. But it was really nice and the staff were lovely. So,
yeah.
Great place. But other than that, you know, I've just been enjoying little dates with friends.
Enjoying 3 weeks off the podcast.
Yeah. I didn't really have a lot to show for it. I'm a bit disappointed in myself.
But that's what it's all about. That's what a break's all about. It's not about cramming as much in as you can.
Oh, it's about relaxing. You know? Chilling.
Right.
Connor, pick this up.
So I was at a wedding 2 Fridays ago in Galgorm. One of my good friends, he finally got married. It was supposed to be last June and obviously got postponed and everything. So yeah, finally happened. It was like a lovely little ceremony. There was only like 30 of us or something. So it was like quite a small wedding. Galgorm was lovely. That was the first time that we've ever stayed over.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it was nice. I'd like to go down someday just to go to the spa, though, because we obviously couldn't do the spa.
We have it booked for the 15th of August.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I think I'd like to go down and do that. The breakfast the next morning was banging.
Yeah, the breakfast
it was
are
so
good.
And then I was at a christening last weekend.
This is when you come in to do your radio show in a full suit.
Yeah,
that was funny.
That was class.
You know what? I love wearing suits. I wish I had, like, I love my job, but I wish I had a job I wore a suit every day. I just feel like Harvey Specter as soon as I put a suit on.
I can imagine it gets annoying after a while, though.
You look great, though.
You do. That is true. That is true.
So, yeah, I was at a christening last weekend. What else have I been getting up to? Started Reuben meal plans. So I've wanted to do like meal plans for ages and just I've never really gotten around to doing it. So yeah, started doing the meal plan things. Yeah, they're super handy and they're really nice. So yeah, I'm enjoying those. There isn't, I know the whole point of it is like portion control.
Yeah.
The lunches are great. There's not enough food for me for dinner. So I'm like adding little bits to it. What else have I been getting up to? Watched the movie last night called The Accountant.
I've watched that.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's very good.
But
add
Curtis
that to your
won't
list
watch
too,
it.
Mate.
No,
don't
absolutely.
Worry.
I will.
He'll never watch it.
I will.
So why are you telling him
you
about
would
it?
Like, you would really like it, I think. It's
yeah,
very
he
good.
Would, but he'll never watch it.
do you know the way, it's so strange that like sometimes all Connor does is come on here and talk about how he stayed at home and did his taxes. What movie did you watch? The Accountant.
It's brilliant. You know, it's very good.
I was finished doing my taxes, so I watched somebody else do theirs.
I could see him and myself.
No, I have heard of it though, and it does actually. I mean, it's on the list. All right?
So of all the things that me and Melissa have given you to watch over what, like the last year, what are you currently watching at the minute? Do not say Friends.
He's not watching them. I'm over it. I'm not talking to him anymore.
I'm watching Schitt's Creek.
All right, again?
Yeah, it's like the fourth time I've watched it. No, I'm actually, we started it last night because I finished Superstore, which is great.
Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Superstore is good.
Did you know that the new series is on ITV2 at the minute? I didn't know this.
Yeah, they're playing it on TV.
I didn't know that.
So it's amazing how like fast they're rolling Superstore out. Like it's done 5 seasons mm-hmm. and it's only been on air for what, like 2 or 3 years, yeah. I think. So it's really good. It's worth a watch.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And then last night, we're in London next week for a couple of days. So we're like going to do like touristy stuff. So we booked to go to the Tower of London.
I did the Tower of London. It's amazing.
Is it?
It's so good.
So we're going to do that. We're going to do the London Eye because Liv has done it before, but I've never done it. So she's like, you'll do it once. And then once you've done it, like, that's it.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. And yeah, like, one thing I have been doing is, and this isn't really interesting. So I've got a gig at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Like a DJing gig?
Yeah,
in a nightclub?
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's exciting.
Like in Northern Ireland?
Yeah.
Wow, where?
Secrets of Macrophel.
Ah, cool.
Big up Macrophel. Yeah.
Are you going to come? Oh, you don't live up there anymore?
No. Okay. When is it?
Would you like us to come for moral support?
Mate, yeah, come on.
Do you want to go with, will we go with him and just like support
it's
him?
Really, really, really young crowd.
All right,
obviously.
Then.
Sorry, you're saying we're not young?
I'm saying...
Are we not down with the kids?
I'm saying I went there 10 years ago, do you know?
That's a fair point, yeah.
But it's great. I absolutely love it. And I'll go to the front bar.
Yeah, so what?
So Connor will be DJing at the club and be like, I'm coming to support you, but I'm not actually coming in. I'm just going to go and get lit in the front bar.
Well, I think clubs... We were speaking about it last night. When is Freedom Day here in Northern Ireland?
Because it's supposed to be like the 17th of August or something.
I don't think it's happening anymore.
No. They just have been very hush-hush about it ever since.
Because I was booked to play the opening of the club, but I don't think it's happening anymore. So I think I'm going to be playing out in like the beer garden. Because the beer garden up there is huge.
Yeah.
We'll go to the beer garden, Curtis.
Yeah, come on up. Yeah. So what I have been doing over the last while is... So we haven't played a DJ gig in what, like 17 months?
Yeah.
And you've forgotten. You've forgotten.
Yeah, I haven't DJed.
I wouldn't know what to play. I wouldn't have a clue.
The last time I DJed was, I think, maybe 15 months ago when Hicks did Hicks's House Party. That was the last time.
That was the same time. For me, actually.
I haven't touched decks or anything since then. But in that time, I have downloaded a lot of music. I've bought a lot of music to put onto my USBs because I DJ on USBs in nightclubs. And I've just chucked it all in the folder and haven't looked at it.
Sorted it out or anything.
Mate, because I know this gig's coming up. So at the start of lockdown, I bought like new USBs and stuff. USBs that I've wanted for ages. So I've got those and I was like, right, I know this gig's coming up. I need to sort out all my music. I forgot how much there actually was in this folder. So I've went through my previous files and like, this sounds as exciting as my accounts.
So any DJ who listens to the podcast is now like, they're like, what does he do? What's his secret?
So yeah, I've been doing that. I've been going through all my music and deleting stuff that I know that I'll never play again. And I'm in the process now that I've sorted all my music out in the folders. I now need to put them onto my USB and analyze them and stuff, which is going to take ages.
Do you see if the day ever comes that I get offered a gig again and they say to me, would you like to come and DJ at our establishment? I would have to turn it down because as it stands, I have no music. The reason for that is I bought a new MacBook there just at the start of the year and all my music and playlists and stuff are on my old laptop and I cannot find the charger for it anywhere. It got lost in the house move somewhere.
Oh, man.
And I've no idea where it is. So now if they were to say to me, like, you know, bring your music, I would be like, no.
I think I do have one of the old chargers.
Oh, do you?
I think so in the
house. I might need to borrow that. I mean, that's not podcast content. Well, I'll need to catch up with you later on because there's stuff on there that I really need that I can't get.
That's pretty much been me over the last while. A couple of exciting things coming up over the next few weeks.
So said like a true DJ.
I will
stay tuned.
I'm going to announce about my announcement about my announcement.
I'm an announcement that I've got an announcement coming up to announce something.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've got a couple of exciting things coming up over the next few weeks. So I will have content for the podcast, which is nice. And I'll not be scrambling. Yeah, that's me. Mate, take it away.
It is, just before I go, it is nice that we're at a stage now where we have an opportunity to go and get content for the podcast.
Like, yeah.
Right.
We need to talk about the place that we're in right now. We're doing very well.
Yeah.
Aren't we, in terms of...
Gigs?
No, not gigs, just like in general, just no. Like just having life. Stuff to do.
Yeah, 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 but like gigs are coming back, like I think...
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Tom Jones is the first one.
Tom Jones,
what a
absolutely
guy.
Wrecking Custom House Square,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
Sold out, yeah.
Custom House Square. I would go to a Tom
days,
Jones gig.
Well, no, it won't be 5 days' time. Take that out.
Okay. Well, when is it?
10th.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty much 5 days' time. It's
yeah,
the 5th.
I know.
No, I know, okay, but from when this goes out.
Right.
Okay, so we're recording this on the Thursday. It goes out on the Friday.
Yeah.
4 days' time.
Okay.
Yeah. Four days' time.
Yeah, not long to go.
Yeah, I would go.
100%?
I don't know any... Like, the only... I think I've said to you before, not the only... That's the only song I know from Carlton and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay, but there's me and Mrs. Jones.
Yeah.
Me and Mrs.
One.
Jones is
I
a banger.
I didn't know that was Tom Jones.
Yeah, What's Up Pussycat?
Tune.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's the one he did with Chicane, Stoned in Love.
And he did like a By the Fireplace one, didn't he?
I had no idea.
Like a sexy Christmas song.
Didn't they all?
A sexy Christmas song, right. Anyway, moving on.
What about you, miss?
Right, so over the last few weeks, I haven't done a whole lot. I've been taking it easy. We did go to the Giant's Causeway on Melissa's recommendation.
Right.
We loved it.
So she went to the Giant's Causeway with work one time.
Uh-huh.
And it looked really good. So I just booked to go up with me and Ashley went with the dog as well. And it was good, actually. I was very surprised. Do you remember back at the very, very start of season one, we had Shane Todd on.
Yeah.
And we asked him for an unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And his unpopular opinion was that the Giant's Causeway is wick. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we kind of went, I'd see where you're coming from. Because he's like, it's just rocks.
Yeah.
It's actually quite good.
It is good. It is...
The visitor center, the new visitor center is good too because you can bring dogs in.
Yeah.
So like we were able to go to the cafe and just like chill with Alfie because it was far too warm for him up there.
Yeah,
I think for if you want a day out, if you enjoy a long walk and you want beautiful scenery, it's good.
Yeah, and apparently the tour guides are great too.
Oh,
so
amazing. We had one.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't take one because we had the dog with us and, you know, halfway through telling us something, the dog would have stopped to take a crap or something and it would have, just would have been a nightmare. So we didn't. But a lot of people, like we read the reviews and stuff and everybody's saying the tour guides are amazing. So we did that. What else? Got my second jab, so I did.
Oh, I got mine!
That's right, yeah. So how'd you feel after it?
I felt absolutely fine, but I felt exhausted and I've heard that's a side effect and I'm still wrecked.
I was grand after mine. Absolutely
you got
fine.
Pfizer,
so
I
got the good stuff. Yeah, I got the
No mate, I got the good
gold.
Stuff. I got mine through a drive through. I got the good stuff.
Yeah, Connor got the good stuff.
Still don't know what you got, mate, but nobody else got that. Like no one. I felt fine after mine. So I touch wood, I think I was one of the lucky ones where I didn't get sick from either of them. I woke up on, so I got mine last Wednesday and I woke up on the Thursday and I was so scared to move because when I woke up I felt fine and I was kind of like, if I roll over and have a sore head or something like that, I'm going to be so annoyed at myself, so I didn't want to move. But nope, felt absolutely
grand. Was your arm sore?
My arm was sore for like 3 days.
Yeah, my arm's been too sore to sleep on the past couple nights.
I don't know whether you guys, because you both got the AstraZeneca one, didn't you?
Yeah.
So I got the Pfizer one, so I don't know whether they're different, but the second one definitely felt bigger.
Like the needle was bigger?
Not the needle, but the injection felt like there was more stuff to inject.
Can you feel that? I feel nothing.
The first one, I felt absolutely nothing. The second one, maybe it was just someone who was like new to vaccinating, injecting or something like that. But
I just chat.
Yeah.
Pretend it's not happening.
No, the second one, I came away from it going, I felt that like, so it did. But I mean, it was fine. The only thing that happened was my arm was sore.
Yeah.
And then I was doing my boxing classes, so the next day I had one of my boxing classes and I was like, this was a mistake, I should have cancelled this because like one of my arms just wasn't moving.
Yeah.
So it was like my jabbing
arm.
Did? And it was going like that.
That night, arm day. You should have seen me. Couldn't get my left arm up, like it was pathetic.
And then yesterday, this happened just yesterday, but I had one of the most embarrassing moments that I've ever had
in a
supermarket.
Oh my gosh, what?
Right, so I'm in Tesco, right? And Ashley said to me, when you go to Tesco, would you get me some, do you know the flame grilled McCoys?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's all she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
All she wanted was the flame grilled McCoys. Yum. So I was like, I'll get her them, right? Now, they were on the top shelf and it was like the last few packets. So they were right at the back of the shelf, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't reach them. So there I am, jumping up and down in the aisle to try and reach over and grab them, right? Next thing, this kid quite a tall child.
No.
No joke, like 6 foot or something. Looked like, do you know one of those like young, tall kids?
I'm getting secondhand embarrassment. Yeah. I've never felt this before.
Looked like he was just out of school, right? Walks around the corner and goes, would you like me to help those or help you with those, sir?
It's the sir.
It was the sir.
No.
Like, not only am I short, but I'm old.
Oh.
I'm basically my granny.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, Curtis.
I was gutted.
What did you say? Did you get him to help you?
I was like, no, no, don't worry, I'll be grand, mate. And then I jumped like I've never jumped before, right? And I grabbed him, right? No word of a lie, see when I landed?
Yeah.
Twinged my back.
Sprained your ankle.
There are tears in my eyes. That is the most mortifying thing I've ever heard.
So last night, I'm literally like...
Did you get them?
Yeah, yeah. And literally, see, whenever I walked into the house, I threw them at Ashley. And I hope you like them.
Can I just say...
Choke on them.
What a polite young boy. Yeah. What a polite young man.
Yeah. I know, and do you know what?
He just thinks you're like 6 a day, and that's not his fault. But he had the decency to offer you help.
Yeah, I know.
That is so nice.
And if I wasn't so proud, then I would have turned around and went, actually, could you grab them? It would have saved me all the hassle in the world. But no, I had to go, no, don't worry about it. And then literally throw my back out,
trying
to jump.
I would do anything to see that live.
I was gutted. I was absolutely gutted by it. But that was...
I know. It's like, I don't know if Liv says this, but when somebody says, no, that lady or that woman is next, I'm like, I'm not a woman. I'm a girl.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, you're in the shop, right? And there's like a kid getting on and the parent goes, now that man's going to shout at you.
That man.
No, I'm not. Your child, you shouted it. I'm not going to. That man's going to shout at you. No.
Don't call me a man, call me a boy.
Not only that, but it's not like, I'm not like the Grinch. You don't walk around shops going, oi, settle down.
Yeah, I hate it. I've been called a woman for like, I remember I first got called a woman when I was like 21 and that was it. Game over.
That is game over, like, isn't it? Wait until you get called madam,
sir,
or ma'am or something.
Yeah.
Would you like help with those, sir? Oh. I just wanted the ground to swallow me up there and then. I was just like, I have reached this point in my life where...
But it makes me realise, do you ever talk to elderly people and they say, you know, I still feel like I'm 18 or like I'm 20?
Mm-hmm.
I, at this point, can relate to that. I've never felt a day older than my young 20s. And I'm still in my 20s, but, you know, I'm nearing 30.
All right, stop showing off.
No, but I imagine, you know, that... That's not going to change in my 40s, 50s, and it'll continue till you're 80.
Yeah.
Life begins at 30, let me tell you that.
Do you know, right, Mitch, you know what?
But you just feel so youthful.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
See when you can shake off that fear of I am leaving my 20s soon and you get to 30 and you realise this is exactly the same, that's when life truly begins.
I don't have any fear about it. I think ageing is wonderful. Like, I genuinely do, but I get the I still feel so young.
Yeah.
That's it.
Can we talk about this for a second? So, like, what I have sort of noticed over the last couple of weeks is time goes by really fast.
Yeah.
Like, this year has, this summer has flown in.
I feel like we haven't had a summer.
No, I remember when you were younger and, like, I don't know if I've said this before, but, like, when you're in school, your parents or grandparents was like, no, enjoy this, because when you're older, time will fly by and you're like, aye, dead on.
I remember having that exact conversation with my dad.
Yeah.
Those exact words. And he was like, enjoy school because, like, it's the best days of your life and it'll be over like that. And I was like, aye, all right.
Flies by. And
but it's not
scary.
The best days of your life. I totally disagree with that.
It can be. Like, it's...
Yeah. I mean, sometimes... No,
this
I mean...
Sass.
No, I guess for some people, maybe they're the jock. Or the cool kid.
Yeah.
And
Melissa clearly lived an American high school teen movie.
She was in the Mean Girls,
No, but if that's the best days of your life, that's fair enough. But I think the best days of your life come after.
They're yet to come.
Some of the best days are yet to come. So I don't entirely agree with that, but I agree that they're the slowest days of your life.
I'd love to know where, like, the jocks and stuff are, like what they're doing now. Mm.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Karma.
Anyway, should we move on to this week's quiz?
Yeah, let's do it.
So I'm not going to lie, right? Whenever we were talking about recording this podcast yesterday, I thought it was me on quiz.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a kick-ass quiz about the Olympics because I thought this whole thing's going to be around the Olympics, this whole podcast and stuff, because I love the Olympics. But it's not. It's Melissa on quiz, so it's not going to be as good.
It's actually brilliant.
Bank it, mate. Bank it for next week.
Actually brilliant. You're going to eat your words.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I can't wait for this.
This is a completely unique idea.
Oh, my God.
It's not just a Googled quiz.
Okay.
And it's inspired by our very own Bally Watercock.
Oh, yes.
I've never, okay.
Bally Watercock quiz.
What I'm going to do.
Could you call it Bally Water Quiz?
Yeah, we
could.
It's
a really good idea.
We could. Bally Water Quiz. So, I am going to name you cities around the world.
Okay.
And you have to tell me in which country they originate.
Pretty sure we've done this before.
This is a geography quiz.
It is a geography quiz.
Unique. It's totally unique.
It is totally unique.
This is unique to every geography classroom in the world.
Yeah, but you haven't heard of these.
Sorry, go ahead.
I find you a very good one.
I feel like capital cities or cities of the world is one of my specialties.
Okay.
I very much enjoyed geography in school. I could be wrong, but I feel like it
Melissa's
is one of my
getting
specialties.
Smug here. She's a couple of curveballs in this.
Absolutely no problem.
Okay, oh, right. Dear. Let's go. Let's do it. Okay. I'm excited.
Okay. Where in the world is Moose Jaw?
Connor. Canada.
How did you know that?
Is it?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Shut up. Are you joking? Shut up.
I just guessed goose. Or moose, sorry?
Moose jaw. Moose,
yeah, I was like moose.
Moose jaw?
Yeah. Moose.
Wow. Yeah.
Canada.
I feel like I may have overestimated my...
Yeah.
My,
Come on, Melissa. Yeah, let's do it.
Again.
I was expecting you to be like Rome.
No, I told you. None of us had heard of Bally Watercock before 3 weeks ago, okay? So...
Big up moose.
Moose jaw.
Moose jaw.
Where is Dull?
Dull?
Dull.
D-U-L-L?
Connor.
Dull. It has to be Northern Ireland.
No.
Connor. Ireland?
No.
Curtis, England?
No. Connor. Finland?
No.
Curtis, Scotland?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Is it?
Well done, man.
Dull.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Curtis, you've probably been here. Disappointment Island. Sorry.
This week's promo.
That was savage. Sorry.
I was so sassy.
I was only joking.
I think Ashley's more likely to have been there than me.
Are you okay?
I'm honestly fine.
Disappointing Island.
Where
I'm going to go with Italy.
No.
Curtis. America.
No.
Connor. Africa.
No.
Curtis. Australia.
No.
Connor, New Zealand?
Yes.
Oh.
So, this quiz is good, right?
Yeah, very good. Well done.
Disappointment Island.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Gotta find another one.
Your quizzes have forever... Your time on this podcast has peaked with that Disappointing Island thing.
It has. Well done,
thank you.
And lads, that is it for season 4.
Okay, where is Batman?
Badman or Batman?
Curtis,
Batman?
Gotham City.
He is actually
very true.
No.
Connor, Australia?
No.
Curtis, America.
Oh, Connor. No. What's the place called?
Curtis, Turkey.
Yes.
Is it?
How do you know that? How are you guys getting these?
Disappointment Island? Catch yourself on.
Okay, here's a good one. Where is condom?
Connor, Denmark.
No.
Curtis, Italy.
No.
Curtis, America.
No.
Curtis, Canada.
No.
This is a city?
Curtis,
Holland.
Sorry. No.
Here,
Belgium.
It has been Holland.
No.
Connor, Finland.
No.
Connor, Iceland.
No.
Curtis, Russia.
No.
Connor.
Hot or cold?
Ireland?
No.
Connor,
Curtis,
England?
Mexico.
No.
Argentina.
No.
Brazil?
No.
Connor, Africa?
No.
Connor, Asia?
No.
I mean, you're just naming continents. Like Curtis, China?
No.
Curtis, Japan?
Okay, let me give you a clue.
Yeah.
I feel like they'd say it like, condom.
Curtis, Spain?
I did the accent wrong.
Curtis, Portugal?
No.
Connor, Italy?
Did we say
it's Italy? Yeah.
No.
Are you saying no in the accent?
Yes.
God, you're terrible. I know,
isn't she?
No. I mean, it's literally we and no.
Connor,
Curtis, France.
Connor said his name first. Sorry. Well, because you said it at the exact same time.
Yeah.
So I had to go with the name.
Well done.
Do you not think that would be how they would say it?
Condom.
Condom.
Should I YouTube a French person saying condom here at this
no.
point?
No. Okay, here's another one.
Yeah.
What's the score?
3-2 to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's Kill?
Curtis. America?
No.
Connor. Ireland?
Yes.
Hey.
Kill?
How'd you know that?
I just guessed.
Oh. Where is my large intestine?
Your tummy. cities are named this?
Yeah.
It's gotta be America.
It is. But can you tell me what kind?
What state?
What kind of
state? Texas.
Yes.
Yeah, had to be. Yeah.
Okay, so you get a point each. Okay, so this is the last.
So I've won this.
So Connor won. Yeah,
Connor won.
Great.
What did you think of that?
It was very good.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. Give us the last one. Yeah,
let's
anyway.
Do it. Yeah.
Where is sexy?
Connor, Italy.
No.
Curtis, France.
No.
Japan. America.
No.
Connor, Germany?
You're never going to get it.
Connor, Belgium?
No.
Never going to get it?
Never.
Taiwan?
No.
Connor, Azerbaijan?
No.
Kuwait?
No.
Russia?
No.
It's Ukraine?
No.
Did I tell you I'm going to Ukraine?
No. Are you?
I'm going to Ukraine, yeah, in November.
That's nice. Really?
Connor, Poland?
No.
Belarus?
No.
Connor, Slovenia?
Spain?
No.
Slovakia?
No.
Lithuania.
Can I tell you?
Did I say that?
Peru.
Yeah, I was going to never have gotten that.
I knew it. Anyway, you're welcome. Best quiz
well
ever.
Well done. That was very good.
Round of applause for that. That was a good quiz.
Well done.
Thoroughly enjoyed that.
There's actually 120. I could have went on for a long time. The problem was most of them are in the USA.
Mm.
So I had to mix it up.
And that tells you everything you need to know about America, doesn't it? Right. So I'm on quiz next week then?
Yep.
Yeah.
So Olympics quiz next week then, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I'll be feeling the Olympics next week because it'll be over.
I haven't watched any of it.
Have you not?
I mean, I'm not interested in it, to be honest.
I know, neither am I until it's on in the TV in the studio.
It just takes you to
get
into it.
Hooked. Like last week on The Breakfast Show, Curtis and I saw, what was it, come on?
It was the Taekwondo. We missed the link because we were too busy watching the Taekwondo.
Right, I was like, that sport is so stupid. Like it's got nothing on other martial arts sports, right? Mm-hmm. By the end of it, we were both screaming at the TV, come on, get him, hit the back of his head. Like it was the
back
biggest.
Of
his
head.
Well, he was doing points. Head kicks, 3 points for a head kick, right?
So I think if you like, is it only kicking or can you punch as well?
You can punch as well, but they were throwing kicks a lot more.
Yeah, so if you punch someone in the trunk or kick them in the trunk, that's a point.
Where's the trunk?
Like the body area. But if you get them in the back of the head, if you like hook around and kick them in the back, 3 points.
Okay.
See, we were screaming at the TV. Well, I was.
Because it was a very good match.
Unbelievable.
It was very good.
No, I have no interest still.
None at all.
No.
So there was skateboarding this time around. It was class.
My mum is exhausted. She stays up to half five watching it all the time. The little girl from Team GB got the bronze. And
no, she got silver, didn't she?
She got bronze.
Was it? She was 13.
Yeah, she was 13, and so you get three goes on the skateboard, and mm-hmm. she fell the first two, and in the last one, she did her whole technique, and no, that's not what it's called, her whole routine, and didn't fall at all, and did enough to get third.
Yeah,
please tell me the people that are doing skateboarding are wearing baggy jeans and DCs.
Yes. They are. Yeah, they're like wearing like Vans and stuff.
They look so cool.
It is class.
It's class.
The BMXing was the same. The girl from Team GB who won the gold, who was like the first woman ever to do like a backflip 360 or something. So she did a backflip at the same time she rotated 360 degrees, and it was just like. What?
I see so much of it actually on TikTok. Like the highlights come up all the time.
Yeah.
Every time I've watched Tom Daly and his partner win the gold in the diving, I cry.
It's goosebumps. Like.
I cry every time. It's ridiculous. And then there were two guys doing the high jump. Did you see this?
Yeah.
And they decided to share the gold.
They shared
the
gold medal. That
tears,
was so nice.
Absolutely weeping. They both cleared an incredible height and then they both failed. 1 centimetre higher.
They tried it a couple of times and couldn't get past
Neither
it.
Neither of them could get it. And they came and they were like, we're going to do a jump off. And one of the guys goes, can we not just share the gold? And then everyone's like, yeah, can we share the gold? And he goes, and the umpire,
the referee
whatever
or whatever
goes,
he was.
It is possible. Oh. And no, like they jumped on each other and like celebrated together. It was incredible. Two different countries.
See, to me though, that is like, that's the proper Olympics.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like, do you know what? It's like, even if you win a bronze medal, like, there's obviously the whole thing on Twitter at the minute. I don't know if you've seen this, but Piers Morgan's doing the whole thing where he's like, if you don't win gold, what's the point? Don't celebrate a bronze or a silver.
Mm-hmm.
If you win bronze, you are the top three in the world.
Yeah, like, I think apparently Piers is come around from that, and he's changed his tune?
I don't know. I think a lot of it is just literally.
It's like the Olympics are like, literally people's lives. Like,
yeah,
yeah. I think when you consider that they train for 4 years to get to like, I was reading a really interesting fact about Usain Bolt the other day. So, see, in all of the gold medals that he won, he only ran for something like overall 220 seconds.
That's crazy.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but he spent his whole life training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For that whole sort of collective 220
seconds. The thing is, they all know each other. Like, apparently those two guys from completely different countries are actually really good mates.
Mm. Yeah.
And the little girl who won the skateboarding, when she was interviewed, she has such an interesting accent. Like, it's part American. There's definitely a twang of Australian in there as well.
She's from Japan.
Like, she was born in Japan because her dad is from the UK and her mom is Japanese. So she is best mates with all those girls that she's skateboarding with. I think she probably, I don't know where she lives, but she definitely travels the world in skateboard competitions with those girls.
Well, the thing is, I mean, it is probably kind of like golf. So if you, like, they're the top group of people in this thing in the world, so
and
they're
they
constantly
together
all the time, like around the world
in
different
hotels,
championships and stuff. So they are all mates in it.
Because she, in her interview, like, she's only 13, and she said, "I'm just having the best time. I'm getting to hang out with my friends and eat my favorite food, and win a bronze medal."
Yeah, it's
so
crazy.
So you watched the interview with her?
Yeah.
Whenever the interview came on, she spoke so well, and I was kind of like, I couldn't put a sentence together like that when I was 13. Like, if they'd come up to me and said, "How do you feel about winning Olympic bronze?" I would have been like, "Mate."
I think the education, if she does still live in Japan, the education there is amazing. And like the British schools or the American schools or whatever school she's went to end up with that accent, like, they're just so a cut above everybody else.
And of course there was Simone Biles, well done to her, coming back and winning bronze. I was so glad to see that.
Do you know what? She got such a hard time and I absolutely love her. I think she's incredible. Sorry, let's get on with the...
Yeah, let's crack on with the episode. So what we're talking about, we've just spent a bit of time talking about all the stuff we can't do in the Olympics. What we want to talk about is stuff that we reckon we could do in the Olympics. We're going to talk about the alternative Olympics and we're going to insert some events that we reckon we would do well in. So my idea of something that I think I could do well with was a hot sauce eating contest.
I think you would be good at that.
In this room, I would definitely get
absolutely
the gold medal.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, but I think that's something that I could do, a hot sauce eating contest, different hot sauces from around the world.
Mm.
I think I could place in the top 10.
In the world?
Not in the world, but like, you know,
and like
alternative
this...
Olympics.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I may have overestimated my abilities again. I have a real habit of doing this.
Definitely not top 10, Curtis. No offense.
Top 100?
I think people are really good at eating hot food.
Top 100,000?
Yeah. I would say 100,000.
Yeah. Top 100,000.
Yeah, I'd go
right,
with
okay,
that, yeah.
So we'll scrap that then. I'll not get into the hot sauce eating contest. Anything you think you could take part in, Melissa?
Yeah, 100%. Online shopping, easy.
Online shopping.
Competitive online shopping.
Like, there's no doubt in my mind. Well, in fact, you know what I think I could be even better at? Like, if there was a competition where people lined up and you had to say where their outfits were from, I'd be like, yeah, ASOS. That's Zara. That's River Island.
Here, do you want to know something? I have not stopped seeing you on my TikTok.
I was going to say that last night. You came up on my, like, feed, is it? Like, 3 times yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Loads,
are you liking them?
No, because I don't have
so
a TikTok
rude
account.
Oh.
You followed me, but I followed you back.
Then you do have an account.
Okay.
Wow.
I will. Listen, you don't even like anything to do with this podcast.
I like them all.
Did you send me a video?
I think
you sent me... Well, God, we sound like two old men, don't we? Melissa's over there Melissa's over there smashing it in TikTok and we're like, did you send me a video?
I think I sent a video into the group the other night, but I don't
Is
think I sent
was?
You
yeah,
a
yeah,
video.
Yeah,
I don't know what the hell happened.
Did send one into the group the other night.
Funny, wasn't it?
They're all funny.
So how would competitive shopping work then? Would it be like, get the most stuff for spending the least amount of money?
I don't know.
Or...
We could do challenges.
Yeah.
So like different events. It would be like the shop and heptathlon.
Yeah.
Would it be like a supermarket sweep?
No.
Oh, I would love a go with that.
I mean, yeah.
It's online.
Okay.
Online shopping?
Yeah.
Obviously because of the pandemic, so working from home.
Yeah, working from home.
Okay.
I think we could do one like that. One where people line up and you have to say where everything's from. That would show your really great knowledge of what's available online at the moment and in season.
Okay.
But also they could do from seasons past.
Oh, so
shows
know
your knowledge of fashion.
Of
it's like Zoolander, you could be like, that's fall 93.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we could do, you have £200 to spend, make the most incredible outfits.
Yeah.
We could do that. And then something else.
There needs to be like a thrift one. There needs to be like a saving. So here is...
Well, that's kind of what I meant. Maybe you have to make two outfits.
Well, no, I think you can make the most incredible outfit, but I think if there's one where you can get the most stuff for the least amount of money. Mm-hmm. So they give you 50 quid, right?
And you go to a car boot sale.
You have to get 10 items that somebody would wear on a night out, but come back with the most change.
Easy.
For 50 quid.
There's actually a TV show on like that at the minute. It's on like a Sunday morning, Channel 4, so it's crap.
Right. But
that's how you know. But have you seen it? It's like these guys, it's so weird. It's hard to explain. There's this girl who these guys want to go on a date with, but she doesn't meet them. They get money to go and put an outfit together for her.
Yeah.
And then she chooses the guy who has made the nicest outfit.
Yeah, I want to do a video for my YouTube channel. My boyfriend does my ASOS order and see how he does.
I would actually watch that.
Yeah.
You would get a follow from me for that.
Yeah, same.
Because that's not a unique idea. Like, people do that. I haven't just come up with that. But
that's a breaking ground on TikTok. I
think that'd be class.
So the Shopping Olympics, the Shopping Heptathlon, I like the idea of that.
I think I could place top 20.
In the world?
Yeah. Wow. In the UK.
Okay, yeah.
The reason I don't think I could place globally is because, they don't have ASOS in Japan.
But you would definitely make it onto Team GB.
100%.
Mm. Or Team Ireland, whichever floats your boat. Let's not discriminate. Both, absolutely, yeah. Do they not have ASOS in Japan?
I don't think so.
Surely they would. Like, I don't think they have Facebook Japan, but they have, or maybe it's not Japan.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of social media in Japan.
Yeah, but they have like the equivalent
to it. Yeah, it's completely different. It's weird. They don't have WhatsApp. They have this different messenger app.
Connor, Alternative Olympics.
Procrastinating. I'm joking. eating chicken wings.
Oh, okay.
I think I could. I see
you two putting yourself forward for these eating competitions. Do you not know these happen across the world? And there are people who are incredible at them. You're not going to place top 10.
I want to go to Las Vegas and I want to do a man versus food eating challenge.
I would love that. I would love to see that.
Like, I think there's like chicken wing contests in Belfast and like some bars and stuff. Yeah.
Well, let's get it entered.
But I think this is the thing though. I think they may be hot wings. I couldn't do hot wings.
Right.
Buffalo at a stretch.
See, I think my wing eating abilities would be in the heat category.
No, not me.
Whereas yours would be in the amount category.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, let's go to them. So we are the What's Happening podcast and we have got a pitch for
you. And they would be like the what?
Yeah.
The What's Happening,
The What's Happening podcast, sorry, no, just the what.
Let's do it, I'm up for that, yeah.
I think the listeners are up for that too, actually.
Yeah.
Really?
Why does that keep happening? I swear I'm not sending a message.
I don't know. Watching episodes of the US Office, I think I could sit for a couple of days on the sofa.
So that would almost be like a marathon.
Mm.
That would be like, who can go the longest sitting on the sofa, eating snacks, watching The Office?
I couldn't do it.
Have you ever...
Can you get up for a toilet break?
Nope.
No. Wee in a bottle, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
These are disgusting.
Have you ever... have you ever seen the contest that they do at like car showrooms? Like... You have to have your hand on the car for as long as the last person does wins the car.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Yeah, but walks away with third degree burns.
It happens a lot in the States. Like,
that is such an American thing.
It's like people do it for like
3 days.
You could
fry an egg on those cars.
Yeah, radio stations would do that. So it's like you enter to put your hand on the car.
Yeah.
And then literally the last person to have their hand in the car, last man standing, wins the car.
Mm.
But they go on for like...
Days.
It's insane.
And then they would like, because they need to like have their hands, so they would have like relatives and friends and stuff come and bring them food because they obviously can't go anywhere.
This is insane.
It's crazy.
I need to see one of them happen, actually. Yeah. We need to do that.
We should do that for like an equivalent to the cash call. Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's call them up.
Yeah.
Let's call them up and say, for the cash call, you have to have your hand on John Kearns. For as long as he would hate that, wouldn't
he? Yeah, he would absolutely hate that.
Right, here's one that I reckon I could do because I was ace at this, right?
Uh-huh.
Kirby in the Olympics.
I'm so glad you said Kirby. Do not say you say Krippy.
No.
So people call it Kirby, but it's 100% Kirby.
It's wrong.
So one person stands on one footpath, somebody stands on the other, and you throw the ball and you've got to hit the curb so it bounces
back. And if you, so if it hits the curb,
yeah, I played that.
It's like 10 points, but if it hits the curb and comes back and you catch it, it's like 50 points.
Yeah, and then whenever you hit the curb, you get to go into the middle of the road and bounce it off the curb as many times as you can to get a point, to build your points up, yeah. And over the car.
Yeah, and also, I don't know if you played it, so when you were in the middle of the road and
I wasn't allowed to play in the middle of the road when I was
I suppose your roads were like country lanes, so yeah. we didn't even have curbs. To be fair, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I learned about those country roads? Do you know how they re-tarmac them?
No.
So that there's not
take
like a,
me home.
They're not done like a normal road. It's just like a truck comes out and like throws
they
a little bit of like loose gravel on the ground.
Really?
And the car's driving over it, bedded in. Isn't that insane?
Didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I didn't actually know that either.
Anyway, no curbs. So you're out of this. You're probably not going to be a Kirby World
Kirby
champion.
Though. But no, I'm not very good at it.
Over the car wins the game.
Yeah, and then... Yeah, if you're in the middle of the road and you're hitting the curb and you miss, the person on the curb that you were throwing the ball at can grab the ball and hit you on the way back.
Yeah, and they get all your points, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
What a game. I would love to see that at the Olympics. Mm.
Okay, here's what I could win. Hula hooping, we know it.
See, you say this, but we still don't have any evidence.
I certainly wouldn't win in like the skill factor, you know, where you have to do routines with your arms, because I feel like that's more Simone Biles.
Here, Melissa.
Gymnast.
What about the hula hoop?
But if there was an Olympic competition for who can hula hoop the longest,
I could
go for 3 days.
What if the hula hoop was weighted?
I've never tried.
Is there a thing, aren't the weighted hula hoops?
Yeah, but that's for toning your waist or something.
Right, okay.
This is pure Olympic competition.
Pure raw athlete.
Yeah.
Hula hooping.
I could do that.
For as long as you could.
The only thing is, you get bored and it's hard to be fed because there's a hula hoop in the way between. Yeah.
So what you can have is like, you could have a...
You could eat like hot dogs with your hand. Maybe your hands. You're
but
just
if somebody walks into your hoop to pass you that.
No, but they can just like reach out and give you a drink.
Somebody
you
can
knock
have
your balance
like,
off.
Somebody could have like a hot dog gun, right? And you would just like
catch it in your mouth,
stand there with your mouth open.
That's an Olympic game in itself.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, did we talk, I feel like we've talked about this before, I'm not sure, but the hot dog eating competitions that people do. So like the ones
where
they eat
them all. Swallow them all whole and then all of a sudden they all come back up.
But not in a bap. So they just they put the hot dog down your throat.
Yeah, but they all come flying back out like a
blood. I need to
like
get the gif. I need to get the gif.
Somebody pokes one and it just comes flying.
Fully solid, like fully. Ugh.
Can you imagine how wrecked your stomach would be after that? Just ingesting whole hot dogs. Like, those things aren't even meat.
Yeah.
Like, let's not get into it.
Well, I need to get this gif.
While you're at it, are we moving on to Connor's next thing that he reckons he could take place in?
Yeah.
Trying to think what else I'm good at. Do you know I'm
Are you looking at the gif?
I don't think it's the right one.
Connor,
it's not the right one.
Connor.
I can't find the one. I can't find the one that you're looking for.
Smut.
But it's just off the back of the hot dog thing. They like dip it into their drink and stuff. It's disgusting. I'm trying to think of things that I'm good at that I think do you know what I'm convinced that I would be good at? Rally racing, like driving.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You've got to get your car dirty for that, Connor. That wouldn't suit you.
I'd love to do a track day. Like,
yeah, that'd be fun.
Love to do a track
day. That would be fun.
There isn't like any rally racing in the Olympics, is there?
I don't think so. There's not like motorsports in the Olympics.
Mm. I think it'd be good at golf, but like short game, like pitch and putt, mini golf.
Crazy golf would be fun, yeah.
Crazy golf. Like, I think it'd be very good at that.
That'd be good in the Olympics.
We going to do mini golfing?
Rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should totally do that. Here's one we mentioned earlier I reckon I'd be really good at, right?
Mm.
Cannonball competition. Just off the diving board, right? So obviously diving at the minute is, you know, about doing the cleanest dive and, you know, the least splash when you enter the water. See with the cannonball competition, most splash. Empty the pool.
Did you ever go off the top diving board?
Only once, and I would never ever do
it.
I could never do it.
Years ago, like, I must have been like 11 on holiday, and something tells me we were in Fortaventura on holiday. We were at this water park, and there was like this just diving board, but it was like the equivalent to the top diving board. and there was a big queue, and I'd never like went off the top diving board, and I said to my mum, I was like, oh, I gotta go do it. So I went and did it, queued up for like half an hour, and then got to the edge, and the what do you call the people, the lifeguards. He was obviously like Spanish or whatever, and he said, go. And I was like, I was on the edge just looking down. I was like, no, I can't go. And he's like, no, you need to like go. He wouldn't let me turn back and walk back down. He's like, go. And that's the only time I've ever done it. Like he peer pressured me to jump off it. And I cannonballed off of it. Like I wasn't going down straight or anything. And I hurt myself.
Belly flop competition.
Did you cry?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, you did.
Absolutely.
It's 11.
Have we got anything else to add before we move on to listeners' events that our listeners are going to get involved in?
I feel like I could... Nah, I wouldn't win. I was going to say I could do a chocolate eating competition, but I wouldn't win.
Your mum could do a chocolate buying competition.
Yeah, she could. She definitely could.
Is that just like your clothes one? It's like, here's 50 quid. Go and buy the most food.
Yeah.
The most junk food. And there would be like...
It's straight to B&M.
So whenever you do like the gymnastics, there's things you have to do. You've got to do like one twist. You've got to do like one backflip and stuff like that. Your mum could have to buy like one cake.
One American candy bar. With a yellow sticker. Yeah.
You know what? That would be a great like Olympic sport. Giving someone like £20 and going... And they have to go into the reduced section of Tesco's and find like the best,
best bargain
and cook it. Yeah,
it's like that in the reduced section anyway. People fight over that stuff.
It really do be like that, don't it?
Yeah, because I was walking past it yesterday as they were labeling it up, and I thought, oh my goodness,
do you know
people like swarming around them?
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen it before.
Stresses me out.
So the guys at the supermarket are there doing the stickers, and like people hover around them to kind of like
see what price
and are like lifting stuff out of the basket and everything.
Yeah, but give them time.
When they're finished, the guys just kind of step back. The ones that work there just kind of step back and watch this chaos unfold of people like chinning each other to get like a 50p loaf of bread.
Yeah,
it's brilliant. I love it. That could be a sport like that. Yeah. That would sort of be like the wrestling boxing element, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I witnessed it yesterday.
There's 140p Colin the Caterpillar. You have to get it. That's the gold medal.
I don't think they've ever just Colin to 40p.
No, because they never hang around for long enough.
No,
the minute Colin's down to like £2, you're like having it. Having that. Right, let's move on to some listeners' ones. We'll start with Fergio. Fergio, is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Putting holes in socks and shorts by unknown means.
Yeah.
Get that?
Losing hair ties, actually. I can do that.
See, if I had a pound for every one of Ashley's hair ties I find in such a random location in the house, like, I would be minted.
Where do they go? We'll never know.
Where do they come from?
Lara said, organising a warehouse.
So it sounds like that's good. That might be her job.
Hmm.
And that's like, if you're good at your job, that like you could enter it. Like, absolutely. Organizing a warehouse, I'd be terrible at that.
Yeah.
I'm so inefficient.
Yeah. I think like putting stuff in. There was a game, I forget the name of it. Like, all little cubes and you'd like...
Oh, Tetris?
Yeah. Like, do like an Olympic sport of that. Like, putting things into like a cupboard or something.
It's like those people on TikTok. Do you know the ones that review... People's like, Melissa watches them all the time. She showed me a load of them. Do you know do you know the guy that reviews people's like
hit
their drawers, how they've organized their drawers?
Yes, and like the fridge and stuff.
Like it gets everything perfectly aligned up and everything full.
Yeah. I would love to have my drawers like that. The thing is, once you lift, say it's all cans or something, once you lift one thing out, it just upsets the whole.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Go to the shop to buy one can?
I know, yeah.
No, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir. Anyway.
Sarah McKee said football. Football is in
the Olympics,
Who won it this year? Or has it been won
Literally nobody cares about football in the Olympics. Nobody cares. Like, the females' football does very well in the Olympics, but when it comes to guys' football, nobody cares.
Yeah.
It's insane. However, on that subject, two-touch. I would play two-touch in the Olympics.
Mate, yeah. That would be great.
That,
I'd love to see that.
Or football tennis. Do you ever play football tennis?
Two-touch is.
So two-touch is, say me and Connor were playing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
We're on like a five-a-side pitch. He's got a net and I've got a net.
Right.
And he has to score past me, but he's only allowed to take two touches of the ball.
Ah.
So one of those would be like knocking the ball
a
forward. Yeah. And then the second one would be the shot.
Okay.
I would play that.
Mm.
Or football tennis. I love football tennis.
I've never played football tennis.
Have you not?
No.
You'd be like, I was going to say we made it up in tech, but we definitely didn't. Like, it's definitely something people have played for a long time. But there was tennis courts across the way and none of us owned like tennis bats.
Yeah.
Whatever they're called, you know.
Rackets.
So we just got a football.
Rackets, Curtis.
Tennis bats.
Tennis bats and golf sticks.
Scott said napping, which I think you would be good at, Melissa. Napping.
Oh. Ironically, that's Melissa's boyfriend.
Is it?
Who's messaged that in?
I didn't even know we followed.
Maybe he's
saying
it on your behalf. Maybe he's saying like Melissa is. Yeah. Maybe.
No, like Scott and I are much well made because we both love a nap. I message him and say, are you coming home to nap with me?
Yeah, I used to love like Saturday afternoon naps when I was younger. It was great.
I still do.
See, I don't get a choice in them now because we do the breakfast show at the weekend. And like the minute you sit down on that sofa, you're done. There's a nap happening.
I call Scott as soon as I get home from the breakfast show and I go, are you coming home to nap? What time will you be home to nap? Like, it's so exciting because it's so much more fun having a napping partner.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
You nap together. You wake up together. You're both groggy together. Yeah. It's great. Love it.
Bit of spooning.
Yeah. Nah. You need to, yeah.
Nah.
I've seen so many funny tweets this week. I saw this guy saying he was like, his girlfriend's a lot taller than him.
Uh-huh.
And whenever he spoons her, he feels like a backpack.
Like jetpack.
That's funny.
Right, Leanne says, lying to my children about chocolate being too spicy so they won't want it.
Do you know what? I saw something on TikTok the other night that a woman said, what's the best lie you've ever told your children? She said that when they lie, there's a little star, like comes on their forehead, and only adults can see it. So she now knows that when her kids are lying, they cover their forehead.
So they're like, totally giving themselves away. Like,
that is glorious. That is glorious.
I'm going to use that 100%.
I was about to say him, like Scott or something, but obviously you're talking in the future.
In the future.
Yeah. I was about to say, I was like, Scott children. Might be a bit too old for that, but I don't know.
Scott doesn't lie to me. What are you talking about?
The last one, Ian calling Melissa out.
Ian.
So Ian said,
watch your mouth.
Shot taking in the Olympics. However, maybe Melissa shouldn't take part in that. If it was shots of water, Melissa would ace it.
Yeah.
Gold medal right there.
Shot taking in the Olympics would be hilarious. Cheat. Like the way that that would move on would be
It'd be
pretty,
so funny, wouldn't it? It's just a drinking competition. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what I'd love? I never played it at like a party or anything. I saw it years ago on Big Brother. So it's like you take a drink and then there's like a broomstick and you have to go round on the broomstick and then you have to like run to the finish line.
And they all like fall over and all.
I'd love to see an Olympic sport like that.
Or what about a game of like, say card games, say like drinking games, a game of Ring of Fire in the Olympics?
What's Ring of Fire?
Never play Ring of Fire?
No.
Kings?
King.
Oh, okay,
Kings,
yeah.
Ring of Fire, Kings, same thing.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Although I suppose there's only a loser in that. There's no real winners, is there?
Mm.
I play Kings all the time.
I'm good at 21.
What's 21?
21 bust, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
good that.
That's literally the only card game I can play. I'm so, so
that
bad
or Jack
at cards.
Change It.
Like, Jack Change It, I'm good at too. That's it. So like Ashley, her family's like quite into cards. You know, they've been playing them quite a lot and stuff. And over the heat wave there, we were sitting out in the back garden. We had Connor Coates on the radio Saturday night, pumping out the tunes. And Ashley was like, right, we'll play cards. And it was like, what do you want to play? I was like, Jack Change It. Okay, what do you want to play now after that game? Jack Change It. What now, Jack? And she's like, can you play anything else?
Nope.
I'd love to know how to play poker. I'd love to like get a poker table and a couple of mates round for some beers and drinks and stuff and play a game of poker like blackjack or something.
Olympic 52 card pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Pick them up in the fastest time.
What the heck is 52 card pickup?
You just throw all the cards on the floor.
Yeah.
That's have to pick them all up.
Stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Who plays that?
I don't know, but it'd be good in the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's the alternative Olympics. Anything else to add?
No.
I don't think so, no. I can't think of anything else that like I'm good at that I think I'd be good on like an Olympic sport.
Underselling yourself, Connor. Going to be something. Cleaning your car. Olympic car cleaning. Olympic hoovering out the car.
I enjoy cleaning my car. I like being in a clean car.
Not for me, thanks.
I climbed into my car the other day and literally the first thought that popped into my head was this would be Connor's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
There's dog hair everywhere. Mm. I was walking him around a field that had just been cut the other day, so there's grass all over the floor.
Nah,
I was like, Connor would
I'd have
hate
a panic
this.
Attack.
Yeah. It just gets messy so quickly.
I would be embarrassed to like pick you up and take you somewhere.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I would be mortified.
I might start walking places so it never has to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Connor, I'll meet you there, mate. All right, just don't worry about it. I'll meet you there. If you have anything you think you can add, our DMs are always open. You can slide in there. You can tell us what you think your Olympic sport would be. And while you're there, you can drop us a message to be Listener of the Week. Well, we'll let Melissa do it. I feel like she's kind of outgrown it now.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it anyway?
Do you know what? Go on. Be our Listener of the Week. Do what you need to do, and we'll thank you later.
It's just getting more casual and casual every episode,
so,
isn't it?
So you didn't really explain there. What you got to do is basically just drop us a message in the DMs. Yeah. Say, I'd like to be listener of the week, if possible. We're more than happy to oblige. Or you can do the... What's it called?
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
See, there's a reason Melissa does this. Mm, Apple Podcasts, and just drop us a review.
Five stars, please.
We would love 5 stars. If you're the 3-star reviewer,
speak up.
Own up to that. Nothing,
tell us why.
Nothing will happen. We just want to know.
And Connor also wants to know where you live.
Egg your house.
I think Melissa probably is in agreement with you that this is a 3-star.
Yeah, podcast. I think average is good.
No, it's not.
There's always another level,
No, I know, but I think average is a great place to start. And if 3-star is our lowest review, I think that's fine.
It's not the lowest. There's a 1-star that's the lowest. No.
The 1-star's gone. It was a mistake.
It's still not there.
It's not gone, though. It's still there. It will forever be there. It will always... It tarnishes this podcast, and it makes me sad.
But at least we know.
Well, Gilbert is sorry.
At least we know the crack.
Is that his name, Gilbert?
Gimper? I really hope that's a nickname.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to wrap up. Thank you for listening. It's great to be back. We will see you next Friday.
Bye.
Bye.